This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show?
Have a nice day in the bathroom. What did it say? 6-6 update?
Do you think he washes himself after he pees? Like, if you went and smelled his hand when he gets back, is it going to be spicy?
I want to know that he did. I want to...
So you're going
to
check?
No, I want to believe that he did do that. Are we rolling? We should roll. Let's talk about Bryn for a few minutes. All right.
Oh, we are on?
We're on.
Oh, I take that back. Don't air that part. I was...
Oh, no. We should...
Do you think his hand is spicy? You know, with that, like, crotchal scent? Or do you think he's going to hit the
Is it like a crotchal scent if you,
yeah,
if you handle your manhood?
I think.
Like, have you ever smelled your hands after it's been like in your trunks all day, and there it is, and so now your hand, you kind of take it out, give it a little shake, and then use it to pee with.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a one hand thing?
Yeah.
What do you do with the other hand?
Just hangs out by my side. Yeah.
You don't like. Yourself against the wall.
I mean, I understand.
Do you put a hand in a pocket?
There are different times when, like,
hold your shirt up.
When I pee in the ocean and I'm in my wetsuit, I find myself, because there's water, there's waves coming at you, and there's people around, and I will find myself going, God, I gotta go, and I need to get to somewhere safe. So I paddle a little farther out past the wave line, so I don't have.
You can't just let it go.
No, because you're wearing a wetsuit and there are people around, and I find myself having
very respectful
kick off the side of my board and hang over the side, like in the water.
Why?
Because I feel like that frees up my your legs up.
Because you're squished down on top.
I just want to let my lower half straight.
Do you notice
down.
Other people going out there to do the same thing?
Yes.
So people know what you're doing.
Absolutely. Ideally, you don't really want to pee in the ocean.
Well, you're not peeing in the ocean. You're peeing in your wetsuit.
I understand, but there's a mixed thing happening. Mm. So anyway, ideally you don't. But often, I have had my first big jug of water before I've even left the house.
Yes, of course.
And then
gotta stay hydrated.
And then I've had coffee on the way to surf.
I'm surprised you don't have to poop in your wetsuit.
I actually usually try to poop before I leave. So there's a moment of that first cup of coffee, and then I'll go, okay, let's get evacuated entirely.
Yes.
Because there's times, I can't say this hasn't happened. Actually, I can say this has happened where I've gone, I got to poop. I got to go home. I'm done for the day because I didn't.
Make sure that I pooped first. There's no crap hatch that you could
no place. Once you've been out in the ocean and you've been out there and you're not going to go in, strip your suit down to your knees, poop, and then go back on and go back out. I'm sure it's been done.
If I were on vacation,
I might be like,
I
got to
do it. Right.
But
Well, if you're on vacation, I'm thinking you're someplace maybe warm enough that you don't even need a
That would be the idea, yeah. You would hope. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I just, you know.
All right, so back to my original thought, which was, because I was wondering, you know, what you do with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But the other hand is handling your junk, and you're saying that it gets some kind of a stank on it. There's a spice. You're saying there's some kind of a spicy.
On any given day.
Handling that can make your hands smell bad.
It's not a bad smell. It's just that
but you've
smell.
Smelled
it's
it.
Just the same smell like your vagina has a smell. Like there's no question.
Yeah, but I don't touch that with my hand because I'm using toilet paper.
I just walked into this conversation.
Yeah,
you guys talking
we were
about?
Wondering if you wash your hands, so get
you
in
bring
here.
Bring your
so
hand
that,
over here yeah, and put it in
Alex
front of
gonna,
Alex's nose.
Alex is going to smell it right now. Take
your
off your
right
headphones
hand
and get in here.
And the fingers you handled
right
your penis
Why
with.
Why the fuck would I. Do, Alex, you want to
so,
smell my hands?
So
I don't want to smell your
hands. He did not wash. It's confirmed he didn't wash. Wash his hands.
Take
what?
Your fingers and smash them on his mustache.
Oh yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay,
yeah,
get some wax on my hands.
No.
Do it.
Put it right on his mustache so he gets to live with it today.
That's why you guys are talking about this hand stank, huh?
No,
we're
not.
Talking
we're
about talking it because we don't think you wash your hands
yeah,
after
Vinny
you pee.
Yeah, Vinny said that he doesn't think you wash your hands after you pee.
Did you say that? Really?
Did
we're
you?
We're always in the bathroom together.
I'm asking.
Yeah,
a
quick.
Do you think you have a? Do you think he has a spicy smell on his fingers? And Sarah was like, "I don't know." And then we ended up.
I
like,
can't smell anything though.
Yeah, my hand. I got nothing.
Yeah, but that's.
When's the last time I peed? About 45 minutes ago. I mean, I touch everything in here.
Yeah.
I'm constantly touching.
But you
stuff.
Don't pull your labia apart to make the pee flow out, do you?
No. Nope. Right. There's no need for that.
You just let that happen,
yes.
And it goes everywhere.
No, stream.
And then streams right up your butt.
No,
like
it doesn't.
Over
the butt's actually probably up higher than.
Well,
know.
I know, but then, you know, the water with its force follows
goes
the
straight
crack
down.
Right up.
It doesn't do that.
It
There's none of that.
Some,
no,
a little
it doesn't.
Bit, I think.
It's science.
Isn't it start from the top? You're talking about when the girl sits down, right?
Yeah.
Because it's going down. I would assume it goes by, like, their taint area.
It doesn't go by it.
Yeah, it goes
out.
By the taint.
It doesn't go by
yeah,
it.
It's all
it
over
doesn't
the
go
place.
By. It comes out.
Because
just
you
goes
don't
out
open
because
it.
Because there's a little
it's
bit of force.
All,
it just goes. Pshoom.
Well, it's clear that women need to dab with some toilet paper after they're done.
Yes,
right.
That is true.
Because of that, right?
Right.
Whereas men just kind of like shake it off.
You practically
shake it
piss
off.
Up the middle of your back.
No. No, you don't.
Like a funnel. Like
if anything, you,
shoots
piss,
it right
you
up
pee
there.
Forward. Humans are animals that have a forward pee stream, and women as well. That's why when you squat down, you can squat over your underpants and it pees forward.
But your labia are redirecting it
they're
right
not,
up your
they're
ass.
Actually, they are. Oh my God. Okay, let's do something else. It's
so this conversation started because I was using the bathroom and
yeah.
Vinny
yeah,
said
I
didn't wash
know,
my
we're
hands.
Vinny was pretty sure you don't wash your
turns
hands,
out,
so I don't know how
why
you feel
would you
about
say
that,
Vinny?
I was just trying to ask her a spicy question while we were off the air, and then it turns out we're on, and then the next thing you know, we're still going. Let's start the show. Can we already?
I believe it's already started.
Spicy. I don't think it has.
Spicy. I'm looking at the...
I don't mean it's like, you know what, like, it's like a... If you bone someone, right, there's a scent of sex.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Like,
uh-huh.
There's a smell of sex.
There are juices that
and
flow.
And I like
yeah.
that smell. I'm uh-huh. not saying it's gross. I'm saying that, but there is a definite crotchal scent that is spicy.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's all. And I'm guessing...
It's one of the many good reasons to wash your hands.
Halo right now and rub them
I
on
mean,
his mustache.
If Alex
today,
wanted me to do that, I guess I would do it.
He'd
I
mean, be I'm, like... God damn it!
I just don't want it on the mustache. That's I don't want to have to live with that. I'll you know.
Well,
I'll,
you could always go wash
them. I'll smell them. I'll take one for the team, but the mustache.
Never
I think
mind.
Is out of the question.
You know what? This is completely out of hand.
Why don't you just
of...
do an actual review of the taint smell? I'll just take my pants off
oh.
and sit on your face.
I mean, you already did that. Well, you didn't take the pants off, but you know when I was
you
trying
sat
to
sat on his face before.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
during
yeah.
the push-up thing. Yeah, yeah, the bench press.
Yeah. All right,
dumb.
Sarah, what were you
going
to tell us?
I'm trying to find a good secret show.
Oh, great.
Advice.
Great.
Was there any that you liked? What about this?
Change the subject.
Let me jump to that folder and see what
yeah, I don't like
at.
The I don't like the mother-in-law one. It's really long.
Mother-in-law.
You know, I'll
though,
start with
are...
this one. I'm going to start with a response, and then I want you to find me one that you like. Go
okay.
on with what you were saying about
well,
mother-in-laws.
They're universally
hated?
Strange.
Yeah.
No, not hated, but there's definitely something to that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There was a cool update.
Yeah, I have it. Is it
yeah.
the, is it
the medical student?
Yes.
But I kind of think maybe we should
no,
do that with V. Hale.
That's not it. Yeah, and that wasn't the one I was talking about anyways. I'm talking about the one with the, I think this was maybe from Friday or something of last week about the lady who's trying to who thinks that her friend is trying to break up with her, she's going to break up with her friend.
Oh,
when we do that like last Tuesday, maybe, or
no, I don't God, know. Yeah, that person knows? Was overthinking it though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Breaking up with a friend. I see.
I think it was like Thursday. I want to say that was another V. Hale one, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. That was Thursday.
This one's weird too. This one says, here's my situation to Betty's email. I don't get this one at all. My friend and I have been through many life experiences together, weddings, kids, deaths, all the stuff. Our friendship started before I met my husband. And while he's been a good sport, he doesn't like her husband or her kids. They are wild and the dad just yells their first and middle names at them the entire time we're together. Yes, her kids drive me nuts, but she's my friends and I try to ignore them. Since I love and respect my husband, I've drastically cut back on our get-togethers. So my question for Betty is your husband an asshole or are your kids annoying? Because those could be, those are valid reasons for breaking up with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even just, I don't like someone's parenting style and I don't want my kids seeing that.
Here's one of the things that I've definitely... I'll give you an example. I'll just talk about myself.
Okay.
I want my partner to have her friends. I want her to spend time with her friends.
Yep.
Through becoming
it's
parents,
healthy.
There's no question that she does it less than she should. And I get that she's someone who's taken on stuff, a lot of stuff. She would tell you, it's not too much. I got this.
No, she does seem to have it.
I would tell her, yeah, but you also never sleep. Like, how healthy is this? You know, it's one of those things where it's, okay, pursue all the things and be everything to everyone.
But you don't want to hear her bitching about it.
But that's, yeah, I mean, it's right. Like, well, okay, if you say so. But anyway, that's one of those things that suffers sometimes when you have so much stuff going on with the kids that you don't get that time with your friends.
Mm.
The idea that I have to be there too, that seems...
Sounds like the couples and their kids get together.
Right. And what I'm saying is you don't have to make everyone be involved. Like, make time and go hang with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And if your husband isn't into that couple to begin with, then there's your out. Don't look at that like, I got to get everybody together. Look at that like, no, this is my chance to say, I'm going out for lunch with my friend. We'll be gone for 3 hours. Bye.
Have a good time with the kids.
And go do that without them then. That's the way.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yeah. I'm wondering, though, if that's... So if we look at it from the lady who wrote in, she's like, this person's pulling back from me. I'm the only one who makes the plans. And this person's saying, take a good look at yourself. Are you the problem?
Or is your husband the problem?
Your husband or your kids.
Right.
You know, what you bring to the table, is that off-putting for this person who does like you and would like to hang but can't stand these people?
She signed off as Betty. I'm looking at that.
No. That, oh, you mean Betty, the person who wrote us originally.
The original story.
This one
yeah, signed off
this
as
new
Betty.
One's from
Danny. Yeah.
I assume is a girl. I don't know.
To me, it's like the original email said that they both have kids and their life is busy.
Yeah.
That says it all right there to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, Vinny's right. You don't have to be best friends with their best friend. That's your best friend, not mine.
Right.
And I'm
that's
happy
what
to,
I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I would... As much, she's got a couple good friends. Annalisa and Trina are great people. I'm like, you know, not everybody has great, really great people that they're friends with. Often, you meet a partner's friend and you're like, Jesus Christ, I could never see that person again. So
it'd be fine.
Yeah. So she's got these great friends. Yes, I'm down to hang with them anytime, but I also think it's more important that she hangs with them. And I certainly don't want to be that person. We've all, maybe it's because what we do for a living, we talk about all the stuff to end.
Right.
But I definitely, I don't want to be the guy where the girls are like, oh, great, he's fucking coming. So we got to put up with that guy since, you know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
You got, go hang with your friends. You don't need me
there.
Off
you go. Right.
That's cool.
It is, you know, I think that a lot of people, they do feel like once they're married, they want to do everything together and stuff. And I'm guilty of that. I like doing stuff with John. But I am kind of like, I've grown to realize how important it is for him to get the hell away from me and do his softball stuff. And although I like some of the wives, you know, like we've had a couple times where we've gone out together and I like that group of people. And I'm not always invited and it hurts my feelings. So.
Your girl's Napa trip or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's different. That's just that's us her girls. Girls. Yeah, me girls. I'm talking about like 2 weeks ago, whenever I was on that boat. Like, I like all those, ladies, but we don't always get together because the dudes all get together. Yeah. Like, they're in Reno. I would have liked to go to Reno. What? I can't go to Reno?
No.
Okay, you're right.
By the way,
I can't.
Did you watch 4 more episodes of Lasso or not?
No, because I'm not. I'm watching that with John.
So he leaves and you just put that on a back burner?
I had to. I'm watching it with
him.
Oh, my
God.
The things we do for love.
Not just for love. Just, you know. I don't want to have to sit through it again. You know?
You don't have to.
No, I do.
You'll have watched it.
You don't have to.
I want to watch it together.
Good point.
See, this is what we're talking about. Yeah.
I want to watch it together. Well, we stop it. We talk about it. I mean, we have a whole thing going on.
Yeah, I've
that.
Been wanting to watch it with Anita the whole time, and she just won't catch up. So I'm like, I'm just going to watch it myself. It's a bummer, but, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, I suppose, right? There's worse things. No, I mean, we watched it on Saturday. We were totally into it, and I like watching it with him.
Right. Yeah.
Did you, what do you think about this
multicultural? Sorry, I got caught up in the email we're looking at.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this one. This is about the secret show from...
is this about the girl from China?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So here it is. Morning Secret Show friends. Don't say my name. I have a little insight as I'm catching up on some secret shows from last week. I am a Hapa, Asian mixed American.
Mm-hmm.
Hapa?
I don't know about that. That's a term we use. I don't know why, where it comes from. But
what's
Hapa, it's the mix.
Heritage, maybe?
Asian, Pacific, Honshu, Asia, Pacific ancestry. Hapa, it doesn't matter. I am Hapa, Asian, mixed American. And I preferably only date Asians. So Bryn, your daughters are also considered Hapa. Is that because your wife is Chinese? Like, is that,
yeah,
you have to be mixed.
Mixed
you're not
race.
Just like specifically, like you're Vietnamese and Anita is Chinese, but your kids are mixed, Asian mix, right? Is that what they're saying here?
Yeah, but it seems like it's a Hawaiian term.
Hapa,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Hapa is a Hawaiian word for someone multiracial.
Oh, well, I mean, if you go...
Regardless of the mixture.
Is it, so it's not specific to Asian because we're all pretty much... mixed.
The term is used for any multiracial person of partial East Asian, Southeast Asian, or Pacific Islander mixture in California.
In California?
Wow.
I use it all my life. Hapa? I never even questioned where it came from.
Well, we learn something new every day.
All right.
So it's specific. It's mixed race, but it's specifically Asian
mixed
race.
Asian, yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
When I was 35, I was dating a Japanese and Filipino Nikkei first-generation American executive who was 40. When I was 35, he was 40. He was the baby of the family and moved his widow mother into his house with his teenage son since he was the youngest and was culturally supposed to take care of her. We dated for 8 months, and as we dated, the mom, who was Japanese, born and raised in the old country, would ask about me and why I did not learn my grandmother's language or more of my Japanese cultural ways. I was raised by a single mom who grew up in the South and was ridiculed daily for being Japanese-American / Nikkei, N-I-K-K-E-I. My grandmother raised my mother to be American since she was a war bride and came here during the Korean War. Luckily, she was never in any internment camp, or I'm sure she would have a much different opinion on European / white Americans. My mom raised me as an American. And only as I got made fun of in grade school, my mom told me I was actually Japanese and Native American. Is that what the Nikkei is? Japanese and Native American? His mother, this is the boy, the 40-year-old who lived with his mommy, his mother would never accept me. It's just as Vinny said, I was just too American for her. As I researched and learned more of the Japanese culture, which my own mother was never even informed of, I found that his mother would never accept me for what I am as a Hapa Japanese American woman. I asked for information from one of my Chinese friends, and she said I needed to date an ABC, American-born Chinese, or another Hapa, because no traditional mother would ever accept me because I was truly raised and Americanized. Ha ha ha. As I asked for our progress further... He regressed and brought up things related to his mom. We broke up shortly after this. Now I'm dating a first-generation Taiwanese gentleman.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And there's a lot of cultural things I knew about that he didn't even know about, which I find highly interesting, similar to how my own mom never knew why my Japanese grandmother came stateside. Some of this is messed up.
Yeah,
cultural leave. My mother was not allowed to ask her own culturally. I wonder if this person voice dictated this. Culturally, my mother was not allowed to ask her own mom, my grandma, why she came to the States. It's considered disrespectful. But me as a child, I could ask my grandmother, and because I was young and naive, it was okay. My grandmother told me that we lost the war. Japanese men are not strong. White American men are strong and own houses. We should all move to America because America is strong and they won the war. That's a quote from this lady's grandmother.
Wow.
Interesting how my grandmother thought my grandfather, a military man, owned his own house when he was merely drafted into the war because he wasn't in college and hated school.
Wow.
Cultural differences are very interesting and unique, but I like them as long as both parties are open-minded and truly get along with one another. Yum, like over food, I think they could work out. Love you guys. Hope you all get laid. Don't say my name.
You know,
Papa in the Bay.
Remember the story I told you? There was a girl I worked with that we flirted. And
yes.
It was clear we liked each other. And
where was this again?
This was in San Diego at the radio station I worked
at.
And she was in promotions. And she was... And I looked up her name. I remember the name. And I looked it up. And she was... What did I say? Saudi?
Yes.
Saudi Arabian or something like that. Anyway... When it came time, like, we flirted, we liked each other. If I knew she was in the building, I was like, you know how that you have a crush on someone, you're like excited.
Crush.
Oh, where's she at? Let me go say hey.
Feel that tingly feeling.
So in the end, I didn't think of it at the time when I told you that story. I thought of it after on the drive home and I realized, you know what? I ended up being bummed at her. Like, wait a minute. You can't go out with me? And she was like, I can't go out with you. I can't bring you home.
There's no point to that because it'll only end in disappointment for both of us.
And at the time I was like, then you're just like leading me on or what? Like, what is this? Like, I felt really bummed. Like, wait, we have a thing. There's no doubt. I'm not someone who usually feels that or I could, in fact,
sad. What a bummer.
I can be oblivious to that often, but this was blatant.
Both of you liked each other.
And then when it came time to, like, we should hang out, she was like, I can't do that.
Have you been thinking about her since you brought it? That must have occurred to you last week, and now it feels like you're...
I was driving home, and I thought more about it and remembered, like, oh, yeah, I was bummed at that chick.
Yeah.
Like, well, I felt led
she
on.
She was like, there's no way that I'm ever going to give you a chance.
And in the end,
at least she was honest with you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's one of those cultural things. Like, here we were. We liked each other. We could have been a thing. But there was no way she said she could bring me home. She has to date a boy from where she's from.
Well, that's her parents.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, I definitely felt like, okay, then what are we doing here? And it was weird. I remember I completely forgot all that stuff that came with, which was I felt burnt. Mm. Like, oh, all right, bye.
Who knows how she felt, though? Like, she could have had an arranged marriage and hated her life and ended up with some white guy afterwards.
She could very well have been in love with me and not been in, not that I'm saying she was. I'm just saying,
She could have been.
Culturally, she was in a situation where she didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to get
Well, you feel like you have no choice because your parents have.
Well, you feel like it's a choice between your parents, your family, and everything you've ever known. And this dude, Vinny. Like, I don't know if I can throw my lot in with this guy.
With this derelict.
I wouldn't have wanted her to do that. If I had been aware of her culture and been more aware of other cultures in general at that time in my life, I might have even felt sorry for her.
Mm-hmm.
And felt bad. But my understanding at that point in time was, well, fuck.
I don't get to do this trick.
I wanted to fucking hang. Like, we get on great. Like, this is exciting and fun and you're hot and... You clearly like me. Let's, and it just, we couldn't. And so I was like, peace.
Well, as Americans, you get to do what you want.
Yeah.
And, you That's what I'm saying.
It's hard, like, hard to wrap your head around what other people have to go through.
What are you talking about culturally? You're American. You're
My parents don't like you, but, you know, I do, so let's go for it.
It won't be like I'm throwing my flushing my family down the toilet. Oh, no, it will? Wait, hold on.
So that is interesting stuff. It's one of the few times, like, I'd completely forgotten it. I told that story and then later thought, oh, yeah, that chick. Like
I liked her.
We had a fallout because we couldn't date and there was nowhere for it to go.
So it went nowhere. So it went away.
All right. So I can see, I guess I'm trying to relate in a way that is, yeah, that stuff is real.
Yeah.
Despite most Americans having no idea.
Right. You know, I've always thought too, like, you know, I've been to a few Jewish weddings and I have, you know, my I guess Christian cousin, I guess, like not really religious at all, had to convert to marry this Jewish guy. And like what she went through to do it, like it's just a ton. You know,
it's like school,
real,
right?
It is school and learning all this stuff and even just, you know, agreeing to raise your kids a certain way and to put them through, you know, to, what is it, bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, bat mitzvah. Like all the, just everything that comes with it. And I get it. Like if you fall in love with someone, it's worth it to do that. And that's one where the mother-in-law never likes you though. I mean, she has always struggled.
You're always an
imposter.
She's
always struggled with the mother-in-law, which is sort of the mother who is very nice, by the way, to everyone else, except for the girl who married her son, you know,
she's never good enough.
No, never good enough. The sons are so treasured. The girls. Anyways, it's just funny because at least there's a path there, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll convert and we'll raise our children this way and we'll continue it. But it's like for this Saudi girl or wherever she was from, there was no path. There was no way that you could, you just weren't the right person. You weren't the right type of person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I felt like, again, this is, if I'm outing anything here, it's that I have no cultural background whatsoever. Like, I didn't have the tools to even understand it. I was like, well, we could fuck in a broom closet and no one will see us.
So no one will ever know
what the problem is. Right. Like, we're fine. We got this. It's going to be good.
We got chemistry. That's all we need. And then when we're done fucking in the broom closet, you can just go on with your life and I'll go on with mine.
I thought about this and I'm thinking, I have dated people from overseas, but that was just like a quickie one-off
thing. What do you mean?
Just like hooked up. But for the most part...
What do you mean overseas? Like who are you talking about?
When I've gone on like overseas vacation. I've met a girl in Vietnam before at Starbucks, hollered at her, hooked up for a week or so.
You did?
Yeah.
You boned her?
Yeah.
But hooked up for a week or so? She went to her house in Vietnam?
Is there a chance you have a kid in
Vietnam? No, are you sure about that?
Use protection.
Oh, right. You sure did.
No, I 100% use protection.
Okay.
But that fails sometimes.
Anyway, can I get to my point here?
All right, fine.
The point is, I've never really dated anybody that's really not
the housekeeper
of my culture. Shut the fuck up, Alex. So it's the only person on this show who has dated somebody outside of their culture is Alex.
And he married her.
And he married her. Because I could see how that would be difficult
for
me.
You've never just dated a white chick?
No, I've dated a white chick, but I'm American.
Oh, yeah. So I'm dating a white chick, and
I actually vibe well with Americans, like because we eat the same thing.
I thought you were saying like you only dated Asian chicks.
No, I'm saying I date Americanized people, and the person I hooked up the person I hooked up with in Vietnam was from Houston. She just happened to be at Starbucks.
Oh, she was a white lady.
She was a Vietnamese girl that was visiting her family, and I was visiting people too. I'm like, hey,
you're losing me.
It doesn't matter. Not the point. My point is that I hook up with like-minded people because it's convenient and you get on, right?
Yeah.
I haven't had the experience of finding somebody from a foreign country, falling in love, and marrying them.
And having to deal with all their cultural
stuff. And somebody
on
our show has.
Yeah.
I thought the point was that you probably have a kid in Houston now.
God damn it.
Oh, so Houston.
Multiple kids.
I hear there's some goose grease happening
there. I have to figure out what their names
are. It doesn't sound good. All right.
So do you think there's going to be any trouble? We're all now looking at Mustache. Do you think there's going to be trouble when you go to Brazil and meet her family? Has she said anything about how this, like, wait a minute. Were her parents here when you married her?
No, everybody's in Brazil.
So have they met the parents?
No, I mean, even during the wedding, like, she was kind of like streaming it.
So you've never met her parents in person?
Never in person. I've met them.
There's so many things in between me and this guy. I can't see.
I know. I got to lean sideways and put my head just in this position.
So wait a minute. Look at the screen in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we actually do have a screen.
Over the course of the time you're dating. But you marry within less than a year of dating, right?
I think we were together for like two-ish years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but then it was like a green card situation. You might not have married, but then you needed to help
her. She was like, I'm going to have to go if we don't get married. And you went,
Yeah, there was definitely some pressure. Yeah, there
But you loved her, so you went for
it. Exactly.
How many cultural differences were there that were brought up while you guys were hooking up?
There is. There's a good amount.
We don't do this that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't think of anything like super specific.
She's like, here's the baby oil. Oil my ass up. Let's go. What?
Slide it in.
Well, I wanted to do that.
I told her,
that was a part of our culture, too.
This is what I like. Oh, that works for you? Great.
But yeah, no, it's definitely
work. You want to go to what?
I mean, it's definitely work.
Is the best going to work?
No, not the baby oil, the cultural thing.
I see.
I mean, that's work too.
Not picking up what we're putting down, but it's okay.
That's work I like to do.
Okay.
So what would you say? Tell me an example of something that is you are like stunned by the cultural differences.
I don't think there's anything stunning. I think it's just,
Is it like behavior around food or is it some kind of way of organizing things at the house? Like what is it?
Is it her lust for life? She definitely has
Is it just the accent?
Kind of the only energy.
Yeah, the accent's hot.
Like, is there anything that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's all that stuff. Yeah, all that. Yeah, I mean, her thing was like, I think it was the whole wedding ring thing when I wasn't wearing that all the time for a second. But I'm like, I don't know if that's really just a Brazil thing.
That's a girl thing. Yeah. Why are you wearing a wedding ring?
But she used that
the
as
a symbol of our union.
She was like, in Brazil, like, we don't take these off. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't, yeah. I
mean, all right. So you wear yours now.
Did you get it?
No matter what.
Did you get it resized?
I have to. I have to do that. Yeah, it's
because your finger will turn purple and fall off,
well,
and then you won't have
big.
A place to wear it.
I think it's too big. Yeah.
So
and now that I shred, you know, with the summer shred, it's
Sure, right. Your fingers are so muscular.
Your fingers are ripped.
Right. I had one that was too big, and it came on and off very easily. Yeah. But I was like, I can't be taking this ring off all the time. I'm either going to just throw it in the trash and be done with this thing or find a ring
that fits.
I'm
sure that would have gone over really
big. Christina, I don't think would have cared if I said, look, I surf. I can't, I'm going to lose this thing. We might as well just get rid of it now. But I found one that fits and I never take it off and it won't come off in the ocean, which is what I needed.
I'm learning a ton of stuff. It's not just the cultural thing. It is that, but it's actually for me, like I just was not a guy who was going to be married, and then now I'm married, and it's like just I'm shell shocked.
A guy that was going to be married. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, we got to turn this around, but definitely do some homework on the differences of a culture.
I will. Mm. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll ask her.
Follow up tomorrow.
What do you mean we got? Oh, we have to turn this in.
We have to turn this podcast around.
It's time to go. Thank you. Please write to us, Bryn, BRYN, at radioalice.com. Include a phone number if you're okay with being contacted. Vincent, those magic words.
The end.